USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A marathon debate on Capitol Hill as members of the House Judiciary Committee make statements for hours and hours on end. Strong debate along party lines ahead of the impeachment vote. House Minority Leader California Congressman Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Detectives in Jersey City, New Jersey, and the feds still investigating the murders of three people inside a kosher supermarket at the hands of two anti-Semites who also shoot and kill a police officer, a married father of five. Police shoot and kill them. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House, in an event marking the upcoming Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, signing an executive order to fight anti-Semitism. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
With that signing of the executive order, Mr. Trump had a message to universities that if they want to accept the tremendous federal dollars they receive every year, they must reject anti-Semitism. He also made a pledge to celebrate the Jewish people.
Across our country, Jewish Americans strengthen, sustain, and inspire our nation. As president, I will always celebrate and honor the Jewish people, and I will always stand with our treasured friend and ally, the State of Israel. That I can tell you.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another state canceling its Republican primary and instead is committing all of its delegates to President Trump as he looks to win re-election in 2020. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Hawaii is the latest state to cancel its Republican primary and commit all of its delegates to President Trump for his re-election. The state follows Kansas, Alaska, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada in canceling their nominating contest. In Minnesota and Georgia, state Republican Party leaders say Trump will just be the only candidate on the ticket.
A summit on paid family leave led by President Trump's daughter, Ivanka. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The White House is hosting a summit on child care and family leave as part of the administration's push to help forward legislation to improve access to assistance for working parents. President Donald Trump's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump speaks to the crowd.
We've created over 7 million new jobs. Unemployment has reached historic lows, and nearly 650,000 children being raised by single moms have been lifted out of poverty. It's really incredible. Through our pledge to America's workers, over 350 employers have committed to delivering over 14 million career and training opportunities. This is 14 million lives impacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.